Dominic, you've just completed your dressage test. Talk me through it.
Well, going in the arena was actually the most fun part, because that's when I kind of... it dawned on me that we were actually doing this and it's not just a mistake on the entry list. You know, I really was happy with how we went in there and the trot. Minor blips, but I thought like we could show what he could do, which sometimes when he gets tense, it's hard to do that. And then as I sort of got through to the walk and I was trying to take deep breaths, and then I think he kind of woke up and realized where he was. And the canter, that's my biggest challenge with him, is he get a bit bouncy in the canter and start getting ready to, like, you know, he comes out of the corner acting like we're going to do medium canter. I'm like, I haven't done medium canter on out of the corner on you in like 2 years, but every time he's ready. So he did a little bit of that, and thankfully he came back to me, and the changes were, you know, a little tense, and so I didn't get the clean changes. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got it done, and I don't think this is a dressage show by any means, so I'm just happy to be on the other side of it.
And what's it mean to you personally to be competing here?
It's a huge honour and a privilege to be here. You know, you look at the entry list and Pippa Funnel and the Prices and Ollie Town, and I mean, just to be on the same entry list with those guys is an honour. And also too, like, this is hallowed ground of eventing. You know, going up Winners Avenue is something I always dreamed about as a kid. And so, you know, I'm trying to soak it all up. You know, I think your first few big ones, you can kind of cook yourself in your own juices a bit. And this one, I'm trying very hard not to do that and just sort of enjoy it, and, you know, enjoy each part of it. And it's been just a fantastic event so far. So,
and what are your initial impressions of the cross-country course?
Oh, it's an incredible course. It's beautifully presented, you know, going down the Trout Hatchery for the first time, and some of these things that I've known about but never seen in person. That was really cool. The Leaf Pit, you know, it's a big, impressive course. And I think there's no... You know, like everyone says, you can't second guess yourself. You got to ride forward and committed, and that's what I'm going to try to do on Saturday.